You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. Guess what we're going to talk about today?
Lost.
Okay, I didn't podcast. We're going to talk about two episodes, okay? But first, Terry, just go ahead and introduce yourself and let, you know, everybody know a little bit about you, what you do, if you have a website, blah, blah, blah.
Well, my name's Terry. I live in a little country town of Australia, Mildura. I've got a website. I think it's terryofee.com if you want to have a look. TerryOFEE.com.
You had to type it out.
God, I'm useless.
That's hilarious. Well, I used to do a podcast with Lynn Griffin, and she's from Sydney, and I would think you'd know her, but, you know, maybe not. It's a big place.
She got Twitter?
Yeah, she's on Twitter. I'll put a link up, or I'll show you who she is. She's the one who showed me that Battlestar Galactica link on Sci-Fi that y'all could watch it at the same time
as we do. Yes.
So, but you don't watch it, so you don't care.
I do want to watch it. I just haven't. It's just more getting around to watching it, and
you can't jump in at the back of it either because it's a, you know, a lot has happened. So if you like, if you break your leg or have to be bedridden for like 2 weeks, is something you can catch up on.
Well, it's either that or Farscape, because I never got to watch Farscape. You ever seen that?
I love Farscape.
That was filmed here.
Yeah, I know. And you never watched it.
No, I'm only just starting to watch it now. We never got it on television here.
What type of crap is that? That's crazy. It was filmed there. How could it not be aired there?
I never got the channel that aired it when I was younger.
Okay. Okay. All right. I guess I'll let you pass on that one. Okay. So Lost. What is going on? I think these last two episodes have revealed so much, but they have not answered anything. Like, now we find out that, what's the physicist guy's name? Faraday.
Oh, yes, yep, Mr. Beard, yes.
Mr. Beard. He's new Mr. Beard because Jack was old Mr. Beard, and now he's like Jack. But
yeah, Jack's back to normal. Not drunk Jack anymore.
I'm glad for that. Wasn't that annoying?
You know what was annoying? I thought more of not drunk Jack, but emo Jack in season 2 when he was locked up with the others.
That's hilarious, emo Jack.
Don't you reckon? He got really upset and pissed off with everybody, and it was just really stupid. Like that time he went off at what's her name? That young girl. She's been in it a couple of times. She's Australian. The flight attendant. The flight attendant, she's living with the others, and she's looking after the kids. Oh, I can't remember her name.
I'm totally lost. No pun intended.
She was only she was in a couple of episodes. She was in the flashback one. She was the one who was chasing after Charlie in the very, very beginning, and she was with the kids when they went and visited Jack when he was all upset when the others had him locked away, and Jack went nuts at her.
That lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about her again?
I just remember when he went off at her, like, she's going, everyone's, like, safe. All the kids are safe. No one's, like, you know, in trouble or anything. And he completely lost it at her, and she just went, whatever, and wandered off and went back to the other camp, wherever she's disappeared to.
Is she even alive anymore? Do we know her?
I think so. I think she's still alive. I'm not too sure. Like, you don't really know what happened with the rest of the others. Like, you've got the small group, which, like, Locke looks after, and the rest of them, they just either have been killed or they're just not there.
That is true.
Well, it's weird.
I haven't thought about that in forever because we're time traveling and we're trying to figure that out. We're trying to figure out, well, now we know that Faraday, I mean, they brought this whole new story in and tied it into everything, how this scientist guy was on the island 50 years ago dealing with the bomb. His mom is a scientist at a university. I mean, how did they fit this guy who has never been on the show into this story like that?
I'm not sure. It's really strange. You think maybe they would have planned it originally? I don't know. I don't know. I really find that they've kind of gotten to a point where they realize that the show's lasting for 3 or 4 years or whatever, and they're going, well, better actually continue on the story, you know what I mean, instead of just dragging it on like it did before.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Instead of saying, well, now we're going to tell you how Jack got his tattoos. Was that really important?
No, it was not. It was an okay story, but I could have lived without knowing how he got his damn tattoo.
Because they're real, I think, aren't they? In real life, I think they're real. Like, not Jack, but the guy, the actor. I think they're his own tattoos. Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. I think that's weird they throw it into the story, but okay. I mean, plenty of people have tattoos that didn't involve an elaborate story with guns and stuff. But I guess if it had guns, maybe, you know, we need to know.
I don't know. This show's so confusing. You're right. It's just, is this going there or it's going here or...
What about this lady in a coma?
Oh, yeah. Do you think that's got something to do with the young girl, the redheaded, who is
that's what
she's
I
getting...
Keep thinking. Yeah. I don't know what that's about. At first, I thought maybe they were the same person and she was a younger version of her or something. I don't know. That doesn't make sense, but... Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Nothing on the show makes sense.
Although, well, it starts to. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. I found the other week with the bomb, like, I thought they would have gone into, like, trying to defuse the bomb, but it was kind of just brushed aside by the end of the episode. Did you notice that?
To defuse the bomb? Well, they were supposed to bury it, right?
Yeah, and they didn't do anything about it. I just thought, well, never mind. Let's go another flash forward. I thought they'd, you know, try to bury it or something, or they'd be involved in it.
Well, I thought maybe they eventually buried it, and because they buried this bomb, the bomb mixed with the island made the island weird and made it take on the ability to time travel and warp and smoke monsters, and it's abnormal. It's like a X-File island.
I don't know about the bomb, but I find that maybe the bomb did explode. Remember how they actually had a quarantine for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's got something to do with that, because remember Desmond had to wear that quarantine suit all the time. He didn't realize that the island had, like, lost its radiation or something like that.
Oh, he sure did.
Maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't know.
I forget so much. I haven't watched. Oh my god, that is a good question. So, well, somebody
so much
knows
of...
something. Okay, so what's up with Sun? Why is she going all crazy with the gun and she's getting papers? Who is she getting the paper and the gift from? You know, she got the gift with the gun.
I reckon it's Widmore. I think she's working for Widmore. This is like revenge on Jin's death, I reckon.
Right, she is working with Widmore, I forgot. So she's trying to kill Ben, probably.
Yeah, probably to get back because she thinks Jin's dead. That's what I reckon. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I screamed when I saw Jin. I really...
I knew he was coming back. It was pretty obvious he was going to come back.
How did you figure?
I read a couple of rumors on the net that he wasn't
cheater.
Going to the show. Yeah, I know. You can't take somebody out like that. Like, the eventual meetup's going to be sweet.
Yeah, but see, the thing is going to be bitter about it is that Sun would have... She's going to have to dirty her hands, kill somebody, and do all this underhanded stuff because she's wounded because she thinks her husband, you know, is dead. And she's going to find out he's alive, and then she's going to feel sad. And
I think it's more of a kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? How she was always upset at Jin doing all that bad stuff for her father, and now she's doing exactly the same thing. It's kind of like payback.
Oh, I like that. I like that. What about Hurley? What do we think? Oh, well, he got freed. He's going to be freed because of the lawyer. So I think they're going to drag him to the island. Do you think everybody's going to make it back to the island? And do you
I think everybody will. I just don't know where they're going to go once they come back to the island. I don't know how the story's going to continue after that.
So, wait. So, if Sun kills Ben and Locke is in a casket dead and Hurley is coming from jail, so he was... And Kate does not want to go. I don't know what's going to happen to make them, you know, go.
I don't know, but I think I think Ben's story is almost over. I really think he's kind of given the keys to the island, so to speak, to Locke. I think Locke's the new kind of ruler of that island now.
Oh, you don't think, you know, Ben, what I mean, has any more use?
Oh, I think he'll be in it for a while, but I really think he's kind of, you know, his side of it, like Morpheus handing it over to Neo in the Matrix kind of thing. You know what I mean? He's part of the story's over, I think. He's been exiled for the island. He was kicked off the island.
Right. Well, why do you think he's going back? Because he said something about if you do something with the orchid that you can't go back, but he's like gung-ho to go back, and I don't quite
know. He might be just helping them, like chuck them on a boat or something and say, go this way, bye-bye, or something like that. Or he'll probably, I don't know, he might even get killed. You never know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So what is it? I still don't understand the secret of the island or why it's a secret, why it time shifts or, you know, it could disappear. And what's the big secret that the others are keeping? Have you been able to figure out anything? Or
why have they got a secret? Where's the secret from? I don't.
Well, you know how the others, they wouldn't ever tell the Jack and Kate and that whole crew, the Losties, like what was going on, why they were behaving that way, why they were being territorial. What is Dharma? I mean, we know what Dharma is, but we still, do we know what's going on with Dharma?
I don't know. I don't think they've got a big secret. I just think they were initially hostile, and basically they figured out that some of this group are special. Have you noticed that, you know, remember how they had somebody on their list and they were special? They took them?
Yeah.
Early days. I'm thinking maybe these six, the Oceanic Six, that have to come back, they're part of that special list, and that's why they've got to return. And people like Walt and all them are happy to be left out of the show now.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, so we don't need Walt and Michael to come back in order for the island to stop doing whatever it's doing. They don't need Walt and Michael.
I think it's just the six of them, yeah, the six, you know, Aaron, Locke and all them, yeah, that's what I reckon. Because remember, like, what's-her-name was quite happy for them to leave in the first place when he sold them out. He said, here's the boat, see you later.
Oh,
Ben kind of let it go. Yeah.
That is true. So I guess they weren't part of the original scheme. You don't have any answers either.
I know, it's too hard, but I do like the where they see Locke as a, why you saw what's his name in Locke's flashback now. I like that. He said, "Come visit me. I'm born in a couple of years."
Oh yeah, that is great. I like how he saw the young Whitmore.
Oh yes, wasn't that a reveal? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming either, because he's the cranky soldier speaking Latin, and then we saw what's her face. Russo, young Russo.
Delenn.
Oh, yeah, Delenn from V5. And she was young, so Sun is trapped in her time. So I wonder now that he's with them, will he jump with them or will he jump with the original Lost crew?
I don't know. Maybe they have all jumped at the same time. Maybe they
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just trying to think. Where, at the end of the episode, there was that last time jump. And then that's when we saw Jin. Maybe they're all jumped back as well, and they're just in a different area.
Yes. Okay. I get that.
Maybe. Ooh. I don't know.
Oh my god. So what do we think has happened with the nosebleeds?
Well, I think they said that. They basically said our internal clocks just don't like the time shifts all the time. I think Faraday said something of the sort, where people aren't used to jumping through time all the time, and it's affecting all of us, or them, sorry.
It's just so easy. I don't know. I want it to be hard. You know, everything else is hard on this show. I just wanted
to... They said something, though. They said the people who have been on the island the longest seem to be affected more, but how has the young girl, the redhead, been on the island for ages? I don't get that.
Oh.
Or was it, did he mean the least longest, maybe? I don't know.
I think that's what he meant. So, but that doesn't make sense either, because the blonde lady knows start bleeding, and, oh, I'm confused, because it was redhead, then,
I love how we're calling her redhead.
I know. I don't know what her name is. Redhead, then I'm going to go really bad Asian guy, and then blonde chick.
Oh, medium.
Yeah.
Medium boy.
Yeah, medium boy. I like that better. And then, what's her name? She was another.
The blonde lady. Juliet.
Her nose started bleeding too. So how is it from newest to oldest? Because what would it seems like Juliet was on the island longer than
the rest of them, yeah.
Longer than the Losties, and the Losties was on the island longer than the redhead and the medium guy. So it seems sort of out of order unless the redhead lady was on the island prior to... Oh, I'm confused now.
Who knows? I find it funny. I completely forgot about medium guy's gift because I just completely forgot it that he had that kind of special ability to be able to feel the dead, because when he walked over the graves, I went, oh, that's right. He can do that. I completely forgot.
What is that? How do you do that? Like,
who knows?
Why is... He's like, who knows? I don't know.
I don't think it's anything to do with the island, though, because he had it before he went to the island.
But if he'd been on the island before and he just doesn't know it, which Faraday seemed to suggest, then maybe it has something to do with something that we don't know about. Or maybe I'm overthinking it.
That's the easy thing about Lost. You can overthink everything on this show.
What is your favorite part of Lost? What are you loving and what are you hating?
I don't know. The only episodes I really, really disliked when it was pick on Charlie, when he was kind of, everybody decided to exile him from the group when he went really junky.
Yeah.
And he wanted to baptize little Aaron, and I think the show went a little bit weird then. I didn't like that, but I really like how in the first couple of seasons, you won't probably see it anymore, how all the characters interacted, but they didn't realize when they first went to before they went on the island. How one of them would walk past each other in the car. It's like, aha, that's the same moment we saw in another episode. I love how they link it all together.
Mm-hmm. Don't really do that much anymore.
No. I think they've run out of ideas for that.
Well,
but I don't know. The deaths, though, maybe... Only thing I can think about the deaths was maybe once you're dead on the island, you've kind of... I don't know if they're a ghost or an image, an after image of the island or something like that, because Christian seems to be still around. He pops up every now and again.
Who's
Charlie
Christian?
Pops around every Christian Shepherd.
Yes.
Have you seen that bonus short which they released before this, was it last season?
No, I didn't watch it. What was it about?
Oh, you need to see it. It's they had these shorts which they released online. I think they're on the box set of last year. Where
they're webisodes?
Yeah, webisodes. That's it.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't see
and
them.
There's one of them. I'll see if I can find you a link later. Where it's right at the very beginning. You see, it starts when the plane first crashes, and you see it through Vincent's eyes, and the dog walks up to Christian, who's on the island, and he kind of pats Vincent, and he says, "My son's over there. Wake him up for me. He's got a lot of work to do." And then you just see the opening shot of the very first episode. You just see Vincent walk past Jack.
Mm.
It's yeah. The rest of them are pretty average, only just deleted scenes. But that one's interesting. Like Christian's up to something on the island.
That is weird. Do you know who this phantom guy?
Who is? Jacob?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? Maybe Locke in the future, possibly. I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
That's a good one. Why couldn't it be, what's the guy who never gets old in the future?
Oh, him.
I guess if he never got old, then I don't know.
I still reckon Adam and Eve is going to be Jack and Kate.
You think?
Huh. Go back. Makes sense. Go to the very, very back.
Maybe Kate and Sawyer. He's all in love.
Oh, wasn't that sad this week how we saw Kate and, giving birth to Aaron?
Mm-hmm. But I liked it. It was,
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird in a sort of I don't know. I liked it, yeah. So what's up with Claire? Is she dead? Do you think she's dead or alive?
Don't know. I'm not too sure.
You don't know anything.
I know. I'm terrible.
I don't know anything either.
That's the great thing about this show. It's more frustrating than Babylon 5 ever was.
Oh, Babylon 5 made sense. This thing, I don't know.
B5 made sense by the end, but at the beginning when you got all these little hints for episodes that don't come 4 years later, yeah, that was frustrating.
Yeah, I guess if you watched it week by week. Like I got this, it all in, like, I did like some sort of marathon over the holidays, and I caught up with it. But where do you think the show, where do you think the Lost is going? Where do you see a pattern? Do you see it going anywhere at all?
Well, I think it's going to be very circular. I think everything by the end is going to be like hints from the past. Like, I don't know. I think Jack's going to end up in the past, or Locke is one of them. Like, they're going to...
Stuck in the past?
I don't know, maybe, to rescue them all. But I just don't know where they're going to go with the next bad guys, because, I mean, it's obvious that he's going to keep on trying to get to the island, Widmore, but I don't know if he's going to be the main antagonist from now on, though. It's, you know what I mean? There's going to be somebody else out there.
Because how is Widmore, why is Widmore such a bad guy, and what did he have to do originally? Because he was on the island, so he doesn't, on the island, he was an other.
Yeah.
And what? Oh. And why can't they have babies on the island? What the? Oh, because of the radiation from the bomb.
Yeah, but why is that? Yeah, but why they had that little baby before in that flashback episode? That little Asian baby.
Oh, for the doctor guy.
That's weird.
How do we know that guy's? How do we? Oh, that could be Medium's dad.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
You like? Oh, I like that.
That's a good one. That's a thought.
Maybe that. Wow. Look at me. I'm proud of that.
When I first watched it, I thought it was Sun lying in the bed, the mother, for a second when she was lying down. I thought, what's Sun doing there?
Yeah, I did too. But then I saw the Asian guy, and I was like, well, that's not Jin, because the guy looks a little older, and his shape is just different, because Jin is hot, and this guy is not. And so I was confused.
Oh, he's an old. I give him a break.
No, he's not hideous, but, you know, just random thought.
Yeah, I don't know.
So do you think, since Locke is in the casket, do you think he's going to come back to life?
Well,
sort of way?
I think the island, I think he died off the island. I think he's left the island and has been killed. And taking him back to the island will bring him back to life, like Christian.
Yes, Jack's dad.
Yeah, because he came back to life once he landed on the island. He couldn't find his body in the coffin.
So do you think that because of all the time travel and stuff that Jack's dad, Christian, may be out of phase with, you know, Jack and the regular Losties? Like some weird Star Trek episode. I like out of phase. That's cool.
That was a fun episode when they're running through the ship and everybody's exercising in their rooms and all that, and they're getting chased by that Romulan. Oh, God, I remember that.
That was great. But do you think it's something like that?
Maybe. I'm not too sure. I just think it's some kind of... I don't know if that's got to do with time travel. I just think... I don't know. Maybe
now that
they're...
Now that they've thrown time travel in the mix, then... I mean, anything
possible.
Is possible.
True.
Or is it time travel, or is just one person tripping on acid or something and having a dream? Oh, if they do that, I'm hunting somebody down and killing them. I swear. It had not better be a dream or an acid dream.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something funny? Have you?
What?
Back in the 80s, did you ever see a show called Saint Elsewhere?
I've heard of it, but I think I was a little too young for it.
Yeah, I never actually got to see it, but the show was very clever. At the time, they did a lot of crossovers with other television shows that were happening at the time.
Right.
And the very, very last episode, it was all in the mind of a young autistic boy. So about 75% of all television shows are in the mind of this young boy because of all the links between, like, different shows that they used to do.
Oh, goodness. Were people upset?
I don't know. I never watched it myself, but I just read that online. That is awesome.
That is awful. Oh. I hope this isn't some whack job dream, because, wow. Yeah, I think the fallout with that is just going to be horrific.
Nah, that'd be too much of a cop-out, yeah.
Yeah, it's too
easy. I just hope they don't do the reset button as well, like right at the end of it, none of it happened, like they rescue themselves from the island, they all give a normal life or something like that.
No, they can't do that. That's just...
Oh, they can't. That's right, because they can't change time, can they? No. That's right. I forgot about that.
I mean, they could, and maybe...
No, because that Daniel said, once it's happened, it's happened. You can't change the past.
Okay.
That's why Charlie kept on dying, because... It was trying to alter them.
Oh, right, you're right. Well, I don't know. So what firm do you see? What do you predict? What
do I predict?
What do you think that you know definitely you're going to see coming?
I just hope they don't do anything else mean to Hurley, because he's had enough. Poor guy. He's one of the most sweet and innocent characters in the show, and he just seems to cop it week after week. Don't you think?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like, everyone else has got a past, like a black past, a black history. They've all done something, or they've all, you know, killed somebody or something. And Hurley seems to be the only pure and innocent one out of the entire group, and yet he cops it. He loses his girlfriend. He gets, you know, he gets locked up in an insane asylum, and it's just
that does
what the
suck.
Hell.
That does suck.
But I don't know what's going to happen next. It's just too difficult. I think that the Widmore thing will probably be concluded this year. I just don't know where they'll go next, because they've got 2 years left, is it, or 1 year left?
No, this is not the last year, so we have 2 more years to get, you know,
confused.
Our minds messed with. Yeah, just entertained and. I don't know. I don't think they know where the damn show is going, to be perfectly clear. And as to answer my own question, I honestly cannot see anything in this show.
It's confusing, isn't it?
It is. I can't predict anything. So, well, I'm going to wrap this show up unless you have anything else you want to share.
That's all I can really think of, because my head's in too much of a twist at the moment with all this.
Yeah, well,
I might go back and watch something now.
Well, if I watch next week and I want to chit chat with you, I'll probably give you a holler back and we can see what else they've thrown at us. So
what's coming next?
I don't know what's coming next.
This place is death. That's what that's called.
What?
Next episode is called This Place is Death.
Oh, yeah, because we all thought they were in heaven anyway. I forgot about that theory, that they were all dead.
Oh, purgatory, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God, I forgot
I hope it's
about
not.
That. That's almost as well. I'd rather it be a dream than death or purgatory. Ugh, God. Okay, let's just end it on that note. Thank you for joining me, Terry. It was awesome.
That was fun, thank you.
It was very fun, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Kat, this is Daryl. I'm from the Defixers Hideout. Umar put me on to the show. I was a fan of Lipstick Aliens, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm really enjoying this. I listen to all three, one shot, and I look forward to your Lost talk and Battlestar Galactica. And you know, I'm just glad that you're back on the scene. So I'll probably call with another message in another episode. So take care.
Hi, Daryl. It's good to hear from you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. And I'm glad to be back, too. It's lots and lots of fun. I'm supposed to be on your show, right? Hint, hint. See you later. Bye. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfinbot@gmail.com.
To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of Fancy Fembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.